direction of the way of the great departure.
Ovaj posjet ovdje na neki način s moje strane neplaniran, budući da radim ovdje na engleskoj verziji na knjizi Put velikog rastanka.
And then devotees invited me to come and give a lecture, and obviously when you stop doing one thing which is very important, you want to make sure that the other thing which you do is more important than the book.
U svakom slučaju, bakti su me pozvali ovdje da dođem i kada prestanete raditi jednu stvar koja vam je izuzetno bitna i važna, onda zasigurno želite biti sigurni da ona stvar zbog koje ste to prekinuli je još važnija.
Before coming here, I had to ask myself the question, can I put something into my visit which is valuable for taking the time off from working on this book.
Tako da prije nego što sam krenuo vamo, trebao sam se zapitati što je to u stvari dovoljno vrijedno da bih ja odvojio svoje vrijeme i došao ovdje, vrijeme koje sam posvetio pisanju knjige.
I'm also aware that some of you have made the far journey from Zagreb and from Rijeka, so naturally I had to ask myself, can I present something which is valuable so enough so that the journey undertaken by you to come here is well worth its trouble.
Naravno, neki od vas su prevalili dalek put iz Zagreba, iz Rijeke, tako da sam si postavio pitanje mogu li vam ponuditi nešto dovoljno vrijedno da bi opravdalo to vaše daleko putovanje.
And I felt that by Krishna's mercy I could find something which is valuable enough.
I osjetio sam da milošću Krishna mogu pronaći nešto dovoljno vrijedno za to.
I will present a lecture, and afterwards I will actually show for the first time in Croatia the pictures which were undertaken on the while I took the way of the great departure.
There's
a better place because everyone can see.
Oh,
what do you think? We can see. Mm-hmm. So once there was a king. He was good, but he was also quite proud.
Jednom bio je jedan kralj koji je bio jako dobar, ali je isto tako bio vrlo ponosan.
One fine morning he addressed his minister and said, answer the question to me, what is God's work?
Jednog lijepog jutra postavio je pitanje jednom svojem ministru i upitao ga, reci mi što je Božje djelo?
The ant has a work, the beggar has a work, its work. You have the work, I have my work. What is God's work?
Svi imaju neki posao, svi imaju neko zanimanje. Mrav ima posao, prosjek ima posao, ministar ima posao, svi imaju neki posao. Reci mi, molim te, koji je posao Boga, koji je Božji posao?
The minister was very afraid how to give an answer to this difficult question.
Ministar se bio se uplašio, bojao se i pitao se kako pružiti odgovor na ovakvo pitanje.
In the last minute he had an idea which saved him. He said, King, I can give you an answer for worldly questions, but for such type of questions we have our priests.
I u zadnji tren ministar se spretno dosjetio i rekao, dragi kralju, ja ti mogu dati odgovore na svjetovna pitanja, ali za ovakve duhovne stvari mi imamo naše svećenike.
So they got the first priest in the country. When he heard the question, he didn't know what to say.
I tako pozvali su prvog svećenika u državi koji je bio i kada su mu postavili to pitanje, on jednostavno nije znao što odgovoriti, što reći.
He knew what to answer to the question, what is God's lila?
Znao je odgovor na pitanje koje su gospodinove zabave, Božje zabave.
But what is God's work?
Ali što je njegov posao?
He said to the king, give me 1 week time.
Odgovorio je kralju, molim te, daj mi jedan tjedan vremena.
During this week he looked through all his scriptures.
Za vrijeme tog tjedna prošao je kroz sve svoje spise.
But didn't find an answer.
No, nije pronašao odgovor.
On the day where he was supposed to come before the royal court to deliver his answer, he just took a walk into the countryside.
Onog dana kada je trebao se pojaviti na kraljevskom dvoru i pružiti odgovor na pitanje, jednostavno samo je otišao u šetnju negdje u prirodu.
And there he found one of his disciples, a cowherd, who was happily walking behind the cows.
I tamo je pronašao jednog od svojih učenika koji je bio pastir i vrlo je sretno šetao pored svojih krava.
My dear master, said the disciple, why do you look so depressed like some of the devotees from Pula? What's wrong?
Dragi moj učitelju, sad se izgledaš tako deprimirano i nesretno kao jedan od svojih učenika u Puli. Što je u redu?
He said, I don't know the answer.
Rekao je, ja ne znam odgovor.
I have to appear before the king and give an answer to the question, what is God's work?
Kaže, ja ne znam odgovor, a trebam dati odgovor na pitanje, tko je Božji posao, što Bog radi?
If I don't give the answer, then, Krishna, he might punish me.
Ukoliko mu ne dam odgovor, o Krishna, pa on me može kazniti.
He's so strong and he's so arrogant.
On je toliko jak i tako je naprosto arrogantan.
The cowherd boy thought for a moment and this he thought, it's very easy to give an answer.
Pastir je pomislio na tren i zatim je izgovorio. Vrlo je stvari lako da.
You go to him today and you tell him that even your disciple who's a coward boy knows the answer to this easy question.
I recimo ovako, čak i tvoj učenik koji je samo običan pastir zna odgovor na ovako lako pitanje.
Tell me the answer, said the priest.
Rekao, svećenik mu rekao, molim te, reci mi odgovor.
No, I will give it myself.
On rekao je, ne, ja ću ga sam predstaviti, iznijeti.
The priest said, there's anyways nothing to lose.
Svećenik rekao, okay, u svakom slučaju nemam što izgubiti.
So he went with the cowherd boy and he said, the question is so easy, your majesty, even my cowherd boy disciple knows.
I tako je rekao, ma to pitanje, to je tako jednostavno, čak i moj učenik pastir zna odgovor na to.
So the king said, bring him here.
I tako je kralj rekao, dovedite ga ovdje.
I want to see if he knows the answer.
Želim vidjeti da li on doista zna odgovor.
The cowherd boy came in. He was dressed in rags.
Dječak pastir je došao, bio je obučen u neke krpe, dronke.
Everyone felt immediately a little distance. Ooh.
U odnosu svi onako osjetili da na distanci, onako na udaljenosti.
He looked so dirty.
Izgleda je vrlo prljavo.
So poor.
I tako siromašno.
Cowherd boy said, before I will answer your question, I have to insist that the protocol is kept.
I tako je pastir rekao, prije no što vam dam odgovor, insistiram na tome da se držimo protokola.
You are asking the question, that means you don't know.
Ti postavljaš pitanje, što znači da ne znaš odgovor.
I'm supposed to answer your question.
Ja bih trebao odgovoriti na tvoje pitanje.
In this question, I'm the master and you are the disciple.
U tom pitanju, ja sam znači učitelj, a ti si učenik.
The master cannot sit lower than the disciple.
Učitelj ne može sjediti niže od svog učenika.
Where is my Vyasa-san? The king felt, I've never heard such a thing. But he was right, the shepherd with the cowherd boy was right.
Kralj je pomislio, ma nikad nisam čuo ovako nešto, no pastir je bio u pravu.
So the king got down from his throne and said, you sit on the throne, but make sure that your answer is good.
Tada je kralj rekao, ok, tom pastiru, sjedni na prijestolje, ali budi siguran da tvoj odgovor bude ispravan.
So the cowherd boy sat on the throne, and for a moment he sat down calmly while everyone looked at him with tension.
Pastir je sjeo na prijestolje i na tren bio je vrlo miran, dok su svi sa vrlo velikom pažnjom gledali u njega kako sjedi tamo.
And he said, that is the answer.
I onda je rekao, to je odgovor.
God's work is to push the pride down and the humble up.
I rekao, to je gospodinov posao, da one koji su ponizni gurne postavi gore, a one koji su ponosni spusti dolje.
Hare Krishna. Does this have something to do with your lives?
Ima li ovo nekakve veze sa vašim životima?
Have you sometimes felt how Krishna, when he sees that you are a little pride, that makes an arrangement which all of a sudden wakes you up?
Da li ste imali ikada to iskustvo da vam Krishna u vašim životima napravi takav aranžman da kada ste malo previše ponosni da vas onako malo probudi?
The pride devotee who knows so many shlokas all of a sudden forgets the lines.
Ponosan bhakta koji zna toliko puno stihova samo odjednom zaboravi jedan red.
The fantastic brahmachari falls in love.
Fantastični brahmachari se zaljubi.
The woman who is so beautiful has a car accident.
Žena koja je tako lijepa doživi prometnu nezgodu.
The Lord's work is to bring us to the reality.
Gospodinu je posao i zadatak da nas dovede u stvarnost, u realnost.
The reality to understand, that means to understand, we are the servants, not the masters. We are dependent on him.
Realnost i prava istina i stvarnost je da smo mi njegovi sluge. Mi nismo gospodari, mi smo ovisni o gospodinu.
Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur says that really the end result of spiritual progress is to change the concepts or the picture of I and mine.
Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur kaže da je krajnji cilj našeg duhovnog života da promijenimo tu koncepciju ja i moje.
Aham mamiti.
Aham mamiti.
I am this body means many things.
Ta izjava, ja sam ovo tijelo, znači mnogo stvari.
This is mine means many things.
Ovo je moje, to isto znači jako puno, mnogo stvari.
It means nothing else than our small own little world.
To znači ništa drugo do naš mali svijet.
Naš mali svijet, yes. If your aham mameti is transformed, you would think, I am a servant of Krishna, and he is mine, and I am his.
Kada doživite tu transformaciju, onda ćete znati da ste sluga Krishne, on je moj i ja sam njegov.
I only have my existence as an instrument of his will.
Ja imam svoju postojanu samo kao instrument njegove volje i želje.
It is said when the soul comes from, and this is not an easy concept really, it is something which is quite, if we think about it, it's a deep concept, deep up. Tubak, poof, so tubak.
Ovo nije jednostavno za razumjeti u stvari. To je jedna jako duboka koncepcija o kojoj trebamo razmišljati.
Duboka, yes. It said when the soul comes into the world, just as it enters the world, it gets a glimmering dress.
Rečeno je da kada duša uđe u svijet dobije svjetlucavu haljinu.
It's the dress of ego.
To je haljina ega.
And whatever else happens to the soul is a manifestation of this ego.
I što god drugo da se desi toj duši je manifestacija tog ega.
Yes, yes. You are shocked, Mataji. Yes, I'm just
maybe I'm just finding out the truth.
Yeah. People in this world live in lies.
Ljudi u ovom svijetu žive u lažima.
And when someone or something happens where our lie is discovered, it's the most painful thing in the world. We didn't want this. Really, this is not what we thought Krishna consciousness is meant to be. Malo teško.
I kada se desi situacija da netko ili nešto razotkrije tu našu laž, onda mislimo, ovo nije nešto, šta je ovo, da mi se ovo dešava u svjesnosti Krišne, ovo nije život ili koncepcija o kojoj sam razmišljao da će tako biti.
Yes. So how can we wake up from this situation where the false ego is our ruler?
Kako se dakle možemo probuditi iz te situacije stanja gdje je lažni ego naš vladalac?
It says when the soul falls into forgetfulness, it gives its power to the mind.
Rečeno je da kada duša padne u zaborav, ona daje svoju snagu i moć umu.
Yes. The moment you forget that you are the servant of Krishna, the soul falls, when it becomes inactive, inert, and gives its power away to the mind, which is very powerful.
Onog trena, dakle, kada duša zaboravi na Krišnu, ona postaje inertna, odnosno bez djelovanja, i svu svoju snagu ona daje umu, koji može biti jako moćan, i onda vrti stvari.
And whatever the mind says, we think that's the truth, that must be done.
I što god da nam kaže, mi mislimo, to je istina, to trebamo napraviti.
We think that's me, what the mind says.
Mislimo da sam to ja, ono što kaže.
I was once visiting a woman who had married a very rich man.
Jedno sam posjetio jednu ženu koja se udala za vrlo bogatog čovjeka.
And the rich man was already a little old.
Gospodin, taj čovjek je već u to vrijeme bio dosta star.
And I tried to talk to him.
Pokušao sam razgovarati sa njim.
But whenever I talked to him, and it was time for him to answer, his wife answered.
No, kada god je došlo vrijeme, kad sam razgovarao s njim, da mi on da neke odgovore, njegova žena bi odgovarala umjesto njega.
He thinks this.
On misli ovako.
This is his answer.
Ovo je njegov odgovor.
After half an hour I said, but you are always speaking.
Nakon pola sata rekao sam, ali vi uvijek govorite.
No, I know what is his answer.
Ona je rekla, ne, ja znam šta on misli, šta su njegovi odgovori.
He's a little old.
No, znate, on je malo star.
And finally, the old man jumped up.
I onda konačno je starac poskočio.
These are not my answers. This woman came to me to get all my money.
Ova žena došla je k meni da bi zgrabila sve moje novce.
And now she controls me like crazy.
I sad me kontrolira ko luda.
Yeah. This is the situation of the soul.
I to je pozicija duše.
Our mind has taken over.
Naš je preuzeo stvari.
And it has taken the strength from the soul. This woman would have been an ordinary person from the street, but because she married this old man, she became very rich.
Ta žena bila bi jedna obična žena sa ulice, no budući se udala za tog čovjeka, postala je vrlo bogata.
And by the power of the money of this old man, she became the supreme controller.
I moć koju je imala zbog novca tog čovjeka, postala je svevišnji kontrolor.
Yeah, so the mind has in this world taken so much control and it gets all the power and energy from the soul. Hare Krishna.
Um preuzima toliko puno kontrolu u ovom svijetu, a svu svoju energiju dobiva iz duše, od duše.
Then do we finally jump on the table?
Kad ćemo mi konačno skočiti na taj stol?
Enough is enough.
Dosta je, sad je previše.
I don't want to be controlled by the mind and the ego any longer.
Ne želim više da me kontroliraju i ego.
I am myself.
Ja sam ja.
Ja sam ja. Exactly, Maharaji. Ja sam ja. How nice you have said it and with so much authority. Very good. This is very important. Puno autorite. Now, how can we live up, start to wake up, my dear devotees?
Kako se možemo početi buditi, dragi moji bhakte?
For this, if you want to live spiritual life, you must learn to change your thinking.
Ako želite naučiti živjeti duhovni život, trebate naučiti promijeniti svoje razmišljanje, način razmišljanja.
Lord Krishna gives four instructions what he wishes his where he tells what he wishes his devotees to be like in this world.
Gospodin Krishna daje četiri stvari u kojima govori kako želi da budu njegovi bhakte u ovom svijetu, kakvima ih želi da budu.
Anyone who follows these four instructions is a devotee.
Svatko ko slijedi ove četiri upute je bhakta.
And anyone who does not follow the four instructions is not a devotee.
I svatko ko ne slijedi tih četiri upustava nije bhakta.
The instruction is interestingly not to live in a temple or not live in a temple. That's not a part of the Krishna doesn't speak about that.
Zanimljivo, Krishna ne govori o tome trebamo li živjeti u hramu ili ne. O tome ne priča.
The instructions is not about dhotis and eating prasadam.
Njegova upustva nisu o dhotima i čašnjim prasadama.
These powerful instructions are about something which maybe needs to be added on our program.
Njegove instrukcije su možda nešto što treba biti dodano našem programu.
Maybe we have done everything else except following these four instructions.
Možda smo upravo učinili sve ostalo osim da slijedimo te četiri uputstva.
The first instruction is to always think of Krishna.
Prvo uputstvo je uvijek misliti na Krishnu.
Manmana, no? Think of Krishna. That's how you know a devotee.
Tako prepoznajete bhaktu.
Someone who thinks of Krishna is a devotee.
Netko ko misli na Krishnu je bhakta.
Someone who does not think of Krishna is something else.
A netko ko ne misli na Krishnu je nešto drugo.
Yes. The second is mad bhakto means to do something with bhakti for Krishna.
Druga je stvar madbhakto, to znači učini nešto sa tom ljubavlju za Krishnu.
To render devotional service, a service with love.
To znači radi neku službu sa ljubavlju i predanošću za Krishnu.
Then comes to worship Krishna.
Onda dolazimo obožavati Krishnu.
And finally to offer our obeisances to Krishna.
I konačno ponudimo naše poštovanje Krishni.
There are two types of obeisances.
Postoje dvije vrste odavanja poštovanja.
I see three types.
U stvari tri vrste.
One is a little like this.
Jedna je poput ovog što Maharaj pokazuje sada.
Then the next is the panchanga, where you go with five limbs of the body on the ground.
Sljedeća je panchanga koja govori sa pet udava dotičene tlo.
And the last is the ashtanga pranam, where you just lie on the ground. But the most important point in all these three types of obeisances is the mind. Which respectfully bows down to the Lord. When you do these four instructions every day, the heart will change.
Kada ispunjavate ova četiri uputstva, svaki dan vaše srce će se promijeniti.
And you will know that your heart has changed by seeing that your thinking has changed.
A značite da se vaše srce promijenilo tako što ćete vidjeti da se vaše razmišljanje promijenilo.
You think actually of Krishna.
Mislite na Krishna.
I've told to the devotees in that many times devotees allow so many negative thoughts to enter their minds.
Govorio sam baktama o tome kako vrlo često bakte dozvoljavaju da jako puno negativnih misli, razmišljanja dozvole im da uđe u njihov um.
So much sadness.
Tako puno tuge.
So much disappointment with the things which did not go right in their lives.
Toliko puno razočarenja sa stvarima koje nisu išle ispravno u njihovom životu.
So many persons, so much disappointment with people who they once trusted but who have seemed to disappoint them.
Toliko puno razočarenja sa osobama kojima su nekada vjerovali, ali koji su ih naizgled prevarili, razočarali.
And these disappointed thoughts somehow begin to rule their lives.
I te misli razočarenja na neki način počinju vladati njihovim životima.
These dark thoughts make their faces sad.
Te tamne misli čine njihova lica tužnima.
These dark thoughts make their bodies big and bigger.
Te tamne misli čine njihova tijela sve većim i većim.
And these dark thoughts are the causes of diseases, up to cancer even.
I te tamne misli uzroci su bolesti čak do raka.
By the way, that happens to everyone in this world.
I to na način na koji se to dešava svima u ovom svijetu.
Dark thoughts.
Tamne misli.
As Prahlad said, the greatest enemy is the uncontrolled mind.
I kao što je Prahlad rekao, najveći neprijatelj je nekontroliran um.
Lord Krishna also talks on this subject by really saying to us that as devotees, one must learn to control the mind.
Gospodin Krishna također govori nama da kao bhakte trebamo naučiti kako kontrolirati um.
Dark thoughts.
Maharaj odmahuje, kaže, tamne misli, samo im odmahnite.
And a normal person thinks 32,000 thoughts a day, most of them are dark. Hare Krishna.
Normalna osoba ima 32,000 misli dnevno i velika većina njih su tamne.
I am not good enough.
Nisam dovoljno dobar.
No one loves me.
Niko me ne voli.
No one will ever love me.
Nikad me niko neće voljeti.
A life.
O život.
Big problem.
Veliki problem.
Yeah. Dark thoughts.
Tamne misli.
Yes. This. From tomorrow, this must stop.
Od sutra to mora prestati.
Actually, when we go to bed, we will make already a plan.
U stvari, kad budemo išli spavati, napravit ćemo plan.
And when we wake up,
i kad se probudimo,
we think, how we will live our life.
Razmišljat ćemo o tome kako ćemo sad živjeti svoj život.
What we want to do for Krishna.
Što želimo učiniti za Krishna.
How we want to serve him.
Kako ga želimo služiti.
How we want to be in the different situations of our lives.
Kako da budemo u drugačijim situacijama u našim životima.
And when the dark thoughts come back, as usual,
kada tamne misli se vrate, kao i obično.
Dobro jutro. We are your old thoughts.
Доброе утро, мы смо твои старые мысли.
We said.
Рекли смо.
Be frustrated.
Буди фрустриран, буди тужен.
Тужен, yes, тужен. Be greedy.
Буди похлопан.
Буди номани. Yes, no way. Yes, not. Yes, no. Then we say, no, this, some other thoughts are today. You can work with us together, or you can go into the shumi of Valtura.
Kaže, možeš sada sa mnom surađivati ili možeš lijepo u šumu u Valturu.
We will say like this.
Da, reći ćemo tako.
I'm very serious.
Ja sam vrlo ozbiljan.
I'm expressing it in humorous ways, but it's very serious.
Ja to pokazujem na jedan humorističan način, to izražavam, ali sam vrlo ozbiljan.
If you want to change your life, change your thinking.
Ako želite promijeniti svoj život, promijenite svoje razmišljanje.
Very good morning. He said, all right with you. Krishna. Lord Krishna, in the 8th chapter, tells us that our thoughts will be tested at the time of death.
Gospodin Krishna nam u 8. poglavlju kaže da će naše misli biti na testu u vrijeme smrti.
Whatever you think of at the time of death, that is where you go.
No, što god da misliš u vrijeme smrti, tu ćeš destinaciju, mjesto dostići.
You usually think at the time of death, the sum, it's more or less your thoughts at the time of death is the sum total of all your thoughts.
Znači, tvoje misli u vrijeme smrti su manje više uvijek rezime svih tvojih misli tokom života.
So you have to learn to think of Krishna now.
Tako trebate naučiti misliti na Krishnu sada.
No, first we eat a feast, actually, and then we sleep, but tomorrow we start. Yeah.
Ne, ono, da, prvo ću jesti feast, pa onda ću malo spavati, onda od sutra počinjem.
And tomorrow morning is not such a good day. Tomorrow we have morning. We have to. It's Monday, the first day of the week. We have to do so many ways things. No time to think of Krishna.
A sutra ujutro ponedjeljak, prvi dan radni u tjednu. Aha, nema vremena misliti na Krishna.
And Tuesday is too cold to think of Krishna.
A utorak je prehladan da bi mislio na Krishna.
And this way, it may be too late.
A na takav način, kad razmišljamo, može biti prekasno.
At the same time, there is a sweet secret which you must know.
A u isto vrijeme postoji jedna slatka tajna koju trebate znati.
I will tell you now a very sweet secret, and I do hope that no one exploits this secret.
Sada ću vam svima reći ovu slatku tajnu i nadam se da nitko od vas ju neće zloupotrijebiti.
It's a secret about Krishna.
A to je tajna o Krishni.
I told you already one that which is God's work.
Rekao sam vam već jednu koju je gospodinov posao, zadaća.
Now comes the second secret for today.
A sada dolazi druga tajna danas.
Once one disciple of Ramanujacharya asked, my dear master, Krishna has said in the Gita that at the time of death is our final examination. What if we don't we can't think of Krishna at the time of death and fail.
Jedan učenik Ramanujacharya upitao svoga učitelja, Krishna kaže da se u trenutku smrti nalazimo na testu i što ukoliko u tom trenutku ne možemo misliti na Krishna? Padnemo.
What if it is too painful or the situation of death is too extraordinary, maybe like an accident with a bullock cart?
Što ako je u tom trenutku sve prebolno ili imamo neku nezgodu sa voznim kolima.
Now we have our car accidents. At that time they might have had their bullock cart accidents when the bullock cart fell down, you know, from the mountain or something.
Oh, okay. U današnje vrijeme imamo automobilske nezgode, u to vrijeme bile su nezgode sa zapražnim kolima, mogli ste pasti s planine ili tako.
What if we can't think of Krishna at the time of death?
Što ako ne možemo misliti na Krishnu u trenutku smrti?
Ramanuja thought and said, I can't give the answer.
Ramanuja razmišljao, rekao je, ne mogu ti dati odgovor.
I will ask the Lord.
Ja ću pitati gospodina.
So he went to the temple and he actually asked through one servant who was very dear to the Lord, who was fanning air for the Lord the whole day.
Otišao je u hram i upitao je jednog od gospodinovog slugu koji je bio vrlo drag gospodinu, koji je cijeli dan hladio gospodina sa ovom lepezom.
And the servant asked, my dear Lord, Ramanujacharya asked this question, what will happen to the devotee who cannot think of you at the time of death?
I onda je taj sluga rekao, dragi moj gospodine, Ramanujacharya je upitao, što će biti sa baktom ako se u trenutku smrti ne može sjećati tebe?
The Lord was silent.
Gospodin je šutio.
He thought.
Razmišljao je.
Then he answered, a very sweet answer.
I onda odgovorio, jedan vrlo slatki, dragi odgovor.
When the devotee doesn't think of me, I will think of him.
Kada bakta ne može se sjetiti mene, ne može misliti na mene, ja ću misliti na njega, ja ću ga se sjetiti.
This is the beauty of Krishna. It's his love of, for his devotees.
To je ljubota Krishne, to je njegova ljubav prema baktama.
It is said Krishna maintains his devotees like a fish maintains the young fish.
Rečeno je da gospodin održava svoje bakte poput ribe koja održava svoje male bakte.
How does the fish take care of his young fish? By watching them.
Kako se riba brine za svoje male ribice? Tako što ih gleda.
And when the male ribice goes in the wrong direction, the fish mother goes, no, this way.
I kada male ribice odu u krivom smjeru, onda majka riba dođe i kaže, ne, sad vamo.
Krishna takes care of his devotees like the tortoise, who meditates about the young tortoises on the bank of the ocean.
Krishna se brine o svojim baktama poput kornjače koja meditira na svojim mladim čad koje se nalaze na obali oceana.
And Krishna takes care of his devotees like the bird mama who takes care of the little birds by touching them lovingly.
I Krishna se brine o svojim baktama poput majke ptice koja se brine o svojim malim ptićima tako što ih dodiruje nježnost,
ljubav. These three methods in which Lord Krishna takes care of the devotees mean everything, something.
Te tri metode na koje se Krishna brine o svojim baktama znače nešto.
When it's said that the Lord Krishna takes care of his devotees like a fish who takes care of the small fishes, it means that the Lord watches his devotees as the super soul.
Znači prva izjava da se gospodin brine o svojim baktama kao što se majka riba brine za male ribice, to znači da se gospodin brine za svoje bakte, da ih gleda, nadgleda kao nadduša.
He comes with us.
On ide sa nama.
And he sometimes says, be careful.
I ponekad nam kaže, budi pažljiv.
Have you sometimes heard the voice of the super soul in your life?
Da li ste ponekad čuli taj zvuk nadduše, glas vašeg
života? That Lord who watches over your life?
Gospodin koji nadgleda vaše
živote. I'm sure you all have heard that voice. For sure you heard it when you became a devotee.
Za siguran sam da ste ga čuli. Zasigurno ste ga čuli kad ste postali bhakte.
I know of one devotee from Hungary. She fell asleep one day.
znam jednu baktu u Mađarskoj, ona je zaspala jedan dan.
And saw all of a sudden a four-handed form in her room. It was full of light.
I odjednom je vidjela četveroruki oblik u njezinoj sobi, bio je pun svjetla.
Tomorrow you will see me again. Don't ignore me, the form said.
Taj oblik je rekao, sutra ćeš me vidjeti ponovno, nemoj me ignorirati.
And then this devotee, at that time she was not a devotee, this young woman went the next morning for shopping and met a devotee who gave her Sri Upanishad.
I ta mlada žena u to vrijeme nije bila bakta, drugi dan je otišla u kupovinu i susrela jednog baktu koji je dao knjigu Sri Upanishad.
On the cover of that book she saw the same personality who had appeared in her dream in the night.
Na koricama te knjige vidjela je onu istu osobu koja se pojavila u njezinoj sobi te noći.
That the Lord watches over us. Even before we come to Krishna consciousness. When you're in the atria, you know, sometimes when I sit, then I see the ribnaks, the fish, and the small ribnaks, and then the big ribnak comes and goes like, and carefully guides the young fishes in the proper direction.
Ponekad kad sam u Jadranskom moru, onda vidim ribe, veliku ribu i male ribice kako plivaju i onda velika riba ih vrlo pažljivo vodi u pravom smjeru, kuda trebaju ići.
Yes. The next thing is that the Lord thinks of his devotees in this world.
Sljedeća je stvar da Gospodin misli na svoje bhakte u ovom svijetu.
Do you know that Krishna actually has this one quality that he is very grateful?
Znate li da Krishna ima jednu tu odliku, da je u stvari vrlo zahvalan?
Grateful, the Lord's gratefulness means that he will never forget any service which his devotee has ever rendered to him.
Njegova zahvalnost je u tome. Znate li da on neće zaboraviti niti jednu službu koju je njegov bhakta ikada učinio za njega?
That's how the Lord meditates about his devotees.
Na takav način Gospodin meditira na svoje bhakte.
Oh, he has done this service for me.
On je učinio ovu službu za mene.
I'm so grateful.
Tako sam zahvalan.
Yes, zahvalan, yes. And the last picture was Krishna takes care of his devotees in this world, like the bird mother takes care of the young birds by touching them.
I zadnja je priča, izjava bila da se Krishna brine o svojim baktama poput majke ptice koja se brine o malim ptićima dodirujući ih.
On this lecture tour, I said we should not be so eager to see the face of the Lord. It's better for us to look for the hands of the Lord first.
Na ovom turu koju sam imao u lekcijama rekao sam da ne bi trebalo biti toliko željni vidjeti lice Gospodina, već bi trebali biti željni vidjeti njegove ruke.
The ruke, the hands, the Lord makes arrangements in our life.
Gospodin sa svojim rukama radi aranžmane za nas u životu.
This is how the Lord cares for us in this world.
Na takav način Gospodin se brine o nama u ovom svijetu.
Sometimes we don't see the arrangements.
Ponekad ne vidimo te aranžmane.
Sometimes we become even angry at the arrangements of the Lord.
Ponekad se čak i naljutimo na Gospodinove aranžmane.
Why this? Why did you arrange it like this and not like my plan?
Zašto si to tako složio, aranžirao? Zašto ne moj plan?
See, you only you will understand this when you are have passed through the situation. When you are in the midst of a situation, you cannot understand the plan of the Lord.
Kada ste upoznate neke situacije, ne možete shvatiti plan gospodina.
The plan of the Lord you can only understand after you have gone through the situation.
Plan gospodina možete shvatiti tek nakon što ste prošli kroz određenu situaciju.
It's like childbirth.
Poput rađanja djeteta.
The woman can never understand what is the experience of childbirth, before the childbirth.
Žena ne može nikako prije no što je rodila dijete zamisliti i kako izgleda taj osjećaj kada rodite dijete.
And even in the midst of the childbirth, she doesn't know the full experience.
Čak i u pol poroda ona još uvijek ne zna potpuni doživljaj toga.
The real secret is when the child is in the hand of the mother.
Prava tajna kada se dijete nađe u rukama majke.
And when she says, juhi! Then only she knows what is a child. What is her own child. What it means to get her own child.
Tek tada znači što to znači dobiti vlastito dijete.
Yes. So Krishna, Krishna. So let me now sum all this up. In 1 hour or so, I will leave you and go to Ananda Bhavan.
Za nekih sat vremena ja ću vas napustiti i otići ću u Ananda Bhavan.
I want to make sure that what I said is stays with you.
Želim se uvjeriti da ono što sam vam rekao da ostane s vama.
We started our lecture with a story which sounded funny but which was not at all funny.
Započeli smo ovu lekciju sa jednom pričom koja je zvučala vrlo smiješno, a na kraju uopće nije bila smiješna.
What does the Lord do with his devotees in this world?
Što gospodin radi sa svojim baktama u ovom svijetu?
He pushes the proud ones down and the humble ones up.
On gura one koji su ponosni dolje, a ponizne podiže gore.
We spoke a little bit about the power of pride or the power of false ego.
Govorili smo nešto o moći ponosa i lažnog ja.
How it pervades every aspect of our life and psychology.
I kako prozire u svaki aspekt našeg života u psihologiji.
And we said how we can change this by following Krishna's instructions how to become devotees.
I onda smo rekli kako možemo to promijeniti u našem životu postajući Krishna bhakta.
It really the essence is really to start to change your thinking.
Esencija bit svega je u stvari da promijenite svoj način razmišljanja.
And finally I wanted to explain a little that you are not alone in this process.
I konačno želio bih vam objasniti da niste sami u ovom procesu.
But that Krishna is fully that Krishna is with you.
Da je Krishna sa vama.
I think the fishes don't know that the old fish is taking care of it, watching over it.
Mislim da male ribice ne znaju da ova velika riba brine o njima.
The small tortoises, they also do not know that down in the ocean there is someone, the mother meditating about them and in this way taking care that they can grow.
I niti male kornjačice na obali oceana ne znaju da njihova majka negdje duboko u oceanu meditira na njih i na takav način se brine da odrastu.
And even the birds don't know how the touch of the mother bird helps them to grow. They only think, well, it's the food which drops in our mouth.
Čak niti male ptičice ne znaju na koji to način dodir kojim njihova majka daje čini da one mogu porasti. One misle samo da je to zbog hrane kojem dolazi u njihova usta.
In much the same way, the care of the Lord is not always understood by the people of this world.
I vrlo tako u istinu, na takav način, ne možemo uvijek razumjeti. Ljudi u ovom svijetu ne mogu razumjeti kako se gospodin brine o nama u ovom svijetu.
But you can understand that the Lord cared all the time for you when you grow a little wiser. we can concentrate like this. This was planned.
Can you please one more?
Yes.
Repeat
you. This is well, this was my plan. It is all right.
We have more plans than ready.
I wanted to make my point with some drama.
Želio sam neku poantu dati sa malo drame.
Once again, you can only understand this care of the Lord when you become a little wiser.
Možete shvatiti ovu brigu od koju Gospodin ima prema vama kada postanete malo kako da kažem mudri.
I will say it again. You will only be able to understand the Lord's sweet care for you when you become a little wiser.
Ponovit ću još jedan put, moći ćete shvatiti Gospodinovu slatku brigu za vas tek onda kada postanete malo mudri.
Let me say this again.
To još jedan put ponovit, molim.
You will only be able to understand the sweet plan of the Lord when you become a little wiser.
Moći ćete razumjeti taj slatki plan Gospodina tek onda kad postanete malo mudriji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji, for your nice translation. Now I have brought a surprise for you.
Sada sam vam donio jedno iznenađenje.
We will make a little pause.
Napravit ćemo jednu kratku pauzu.
And then we will see the very nice slideshow from the book The Way of the Great Departure.
I onda ćemo vidjeti slideshow iz knjige Put velikog rastanka.
Haribol. Haribol. Hare Krishna.